If you've been feeling groggy and sleepy and you can't figure out what your problem is, it's probably something that you forgot even happened. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, people are still feeling the effects of daylight savings, and it could actually be detrimental to your health.
You know, it's really crazy. I have to say I was hit so hard by this year's daylight spring forward. Exhausted, and it's only 1 hour. But so many health experts are actually calling for this to be abolished because, as you mentioned, there are real, true health consequences from springing forward and even, you know, fall back.
I saw something about heart attacks, that they go up. Like, there's some sort of reporting that goes on in ERs that people just know to expect this, almost like a full moon.
It's exactly right, Raven. So if you look at the data coming out of emergency rooms across this country, there's actually a real uptick in heart attacks and cardiovascular events that come into the emergency rooms. And it's interesting because when residents are trained, especially ER residents, they're told that there are specific times during the year that unfortunately they need to look for, you know, an increase in certain things. And this is definitely one of them. The data supports that. In addition, it's not just heart attacks, it's strokes. People definitely suffer from mood disturbances because of this. And the other thing is motor vehicle collisions. It's so disrupted, their sleep schedule. Their circadian rhythms get messed up just because of that 1 hour. And unfortunately, we see an increase in motor vehicle collisions also. So it's a real thing to consider. And a lot of health experts are calling for ditching daylight savings time altogether.
So we're like 8-9 days out now. So it's been a while. If you've made it this far, are you in the clear? Or is there like now it's just going to creep up on you?
Right. Are we going to live?
No. Yes, don't worry. It's not a prescription for death. If you haven't felt the effects of it, you know, within that week, you're most likely not going to feel the effects. And most people really acclimate within the first 7 to 10 days of daylight saving changes. And those ER stats come out the week afterwards. So by the time the second and third week post-daylight savings comes out, we're all in the clear. But it is something to keep your eye on. And then the same thing, you know, we're in the middle of sort of spring break is coming up when a lot of college students are going off on these crazy vacations in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. That's another time that ER doctors are aware that people are coming in, you know, with injuries and intoxication and alcohol poisoning and that kind of thing. So it's one of those dates that really is hard on people's calendars, especially in the medical field, especially in the ER. And it's something we need to pay close attention to.
Wait a minute. Daylight savings is why I'm such a lightweight now. And after one glass of wine, my head is spinning.
I'm thinking that's because you don't work out your drinking muscle all that often.
I
right?
guess so.
I mean, your immunity is way low. Your tolerance is low.
All right. All good stuff. Dr. Wider, people can find you online at drwider.com. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thanks so much, guys.